Hi, children of God. How are you guys doing? I hope you're good. I hope you're fine. And I hope your week started great. Well, mine didn't start great. And I would tell you the story later in the episode. But before we get into the episode, I really just want to tell you the verse of the day and say a prayer for you. It's the 11th of January. That's when I'm recording. And the verse of today is, if you have love for one another, then everyone will know that you are my disciples. This is taken from John 13, verse 35. It says, if you have love for one another, then everyone will know that you are my disciples. Dear God, I pray that you give us the grace, the strength to be able to empathize with people, to be able to show love to people, regardless of if they are family or friend. I pray that you give us the grace to be able to love, because that is what you have called us to do, because you are love. I ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Don't forget, guys, like, this basically, like, is the foundation of what I want to talk about today, but it is very important that we show love to people. You don't even have to like them before you show love to them. You necessarily don't need to. So without further ado, let's get right into the episode. Hi guys, hi again. Oh god, hope you guys are good, sure, because I mean, my week started somehow, because so apparently myself and my sister were trying to, like, she told me that she needed me to clear out things I wasn't using again, so that I would give to the orphanage, basically clothes. And for the longest time, I've been keeping some clothes because somehow I have faith and I believe that I would lose weight and I would fit into those clothes. And trust me, it's not one, no, not two. If you count them in number, Lord. So yesterday I was done. I was like, you know what? I'm going to let go of these clothes and there's no point. I've been keeping this thing for almost 3 years now and I'm not even losing weight. I'm adding. So there's no point. Let me know what I'm working with. Let me know what I can fit into. So I started selecting, then there was some I was giving to my sister, and even herself, she wasn't, my sister was like very slim, but right now, she, like, some of the clothes that I could fit into, most of them were able to size her. And we're just laughing throughout yesterday because we're like, how? Because somehow this fatness, it does something to you. It's like you're just sitting down and you literally don't know what is happening to your body. You just wake up one morning and boom. If you think that there's nothing going on, but then you've added. So there was this particular shirt that it's actually a wrap top, and it was mine because it's no longer my own. So I was deliberately not wanting to drop that shirt because I felt like, see, this particular one, because I had never worn it before. And I'm like, this particular one, I'm going to keep it. And my plan was to actually try it when she goes to work the next day. So, but somehow, I just started talking about it. I'm like, see, I can't give you the shirt. This one, I'm going to wear it. It can enter me. And I was just trying to wear the shirt, and next thing, the shirt just tore, and she started laughing. At that point, I wanted to start crying because let me even be sincere. I didn't know what I was thinking because obviously, it was never going to enter me. But I'm like, I just started saying it's not good to be selfish. I was almost crying because it was really painful. And I'm like, see, I'm tired. Because if I'm not even joking, this shirt is so fine. So, so fine. But at the end of the day, I gave it to my sister and she'll probably go amend it. No, she has to. She'll amend it in the tailor shop. So that's how my own week started. And it's been okay. Hopefully, it's not going to be that bad again. But at the end of the day, when I finish selecting, I do not have clothes again, so I'm currently accepting donations. If you have, you can send me money and send me clothes, basically. So yeah, I hope your week has been good, or I hope that your week is starting out to be good and not so bad like mine is. But yeah, today's episode, it's not different from any other episode, but it's quite special to me because this one hits home. It's something I can relate to 100%. Like, I really don't even need to tell people stories to understand or to even talk about it. This is something that I can relate to 100%. So, as you can tell by the episode title, or basically, you can't tell yet, I was talking about body shaming, basically. I said it in my previous episode, But apparently you didn't listen, so you're lost. But anyhow, I'll be talking about body shaming, and this is something that I feel that we should have. These are the conversations I feel we should have, because for the longest time with me, I've heard how people have been preaching, be kind, love people, mind your business, let people do what they want to do, let people wear what they want to wear, yada 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 yada. And I don't know, I just much recently I felt the need to talk about it, because I don't know, it's just really somehow on how people feel that it's okay for you to be condescending to the next person. Why? Because you feel that this person isn't the standard of beauty. What exactly is even the standard of beauty? Because let me not even go faster than myself. But yeah, I can remember one time in school, and I was going to class, and normally in school I don't know how to wake up early. In fact, in school, at home, I sleep a lot. I sleep too much, and so there are times when I even have like 7 a.m. classes and I'm waking up by 6:30, 6:45 and I'm rushing to class. But this particular day, I think I slept really early, so it was quite easy for me to wake up early. I woke up really early, so I prepared basically, which was like something I would never do. Never ever ever. I can't. I used to pick my clothes the morning. I've never done the whole pick the clothes you want to wear the next day before. I don't have that time. So, but that was different. That day was different. So I woke up early and I started doing combination. Oh, I wear this orange shirt and this dark this navy blue skirt. I had everything planned out in my head, and of course that was why I went to class that day. Before I even left for class, my roommates were like, they're just really hyping me up. I'm like, Gloria, what's the occasion? Is today your birthday? Blah, blah, blah. They're just really making me feel good. But if I'm being honest, I kind of didn't even need them to tell me that I looked good, because sincerely, my self-esteem that day was high. Hey, God. I had like 50 shoulder pads on both sides, because I knew that, Omo, this girl, you're a speck. It's like you didn't know, but you're actually a speck. I looked good that day. I mean, I always look good, but that day was different. And my roommates were hyping me up. So I went to class, and after class, I was walking to my hall, and this guy just ran to me. I'd have said a random guy, because he's not my friend, but he's my classmate, and he just ran to me and he's like, "Hi, Gloria." I was even thinking he wanted to ask me for a note or something, because I mean, most people do that. So I answered him, I was smiling, I'm like, "Hi," and I was just looking at him, and he was looking at me. Immediately, this guy just said, "You look different today." See me thinking, oh, he was about to say, "You look so good," or "You smell so nice," or something, shy. I was really smiling. He just said, "You look really fatter than yesterday." And in my head, I'm like, wait, how now? What did I do to you? Like, what is it? What now? So wait, you can't let me be happy for one day. Is that really what it is? You don't want me to be happy? I was so mad. I was like, I couldn't even talk. I didn't even know the response to give to him. I was just looking. I was literally just looking at him, and slowly my smile started to fade away. And immediately I just turned, because I didn't want to start crying in front of him. I just started walking to my hall, and I was walking so fast. When I got to my room, I removed the clothes. I was crying. I was really crying. I didn't even have the words to explain to anybody what happened. I just folded it and I put the clothes in my box. I didn't put it in my wardrobe, but my box, go. That's where I put the clothes. And when I went home at the end of the semester, I disposed it. When I got home, I just disposed it. That was how bad it was. Now, like I said, when I started that day, my self-esteem was really, really high, because like I said, I am a speck. But it just took one person, one single statement, to make reverse the case. And it was so bad, because if you think about it, you shouldn't, like, I mean, I had people compliment me that day, if I'm going to be honest. I had people tell me, "You look really nice. Oh, I love your skirt. Oh, I love your shirt." But it took one person to tell me that, "Oh, you look fatter than yesterday." And I don't know, it just took what he said to put me in a bad mood for the entire day. Because for the entire day, I couldn't even get myself to do anything. I was so sad. I was really, really sad. And I mean, I don't even think he knew what he did. To him, it was just commenting, or because the next day and days after, as if he was still talking to me normally, and he never even said, "Oh, I'm sorry," because at the end of the day, he didn't know. Apparently, this is the new normal. This is something that everybody's used to. This is something that people can just walk up to anybody and tell somebody that, "Oh, you are too skinny," or "You are too fat," or "I think you should lose weight," or "I think you should add some weight." Did you get, like, this is something that people now do. And in a way, if you don't complain about it, you are the mad person and you need to fix up. You need to fix your insecurities. You need to do something about it. And it makes me really angry. I'm not going to lie. It makes me really angry. There was a time I've recorded an episode for this body shaming thing before, but in that episode, I was cussing too much and I was angry as I'm supposed to be right now, because this is painful. And This is something I don't like to remember too much, because I have lots of experiences when it comes to body shaming. And if I'm to write a book about it, I'm not joking, I remember every experience. I won't miss anything out. I remember what that person was wearing. I remember how they were. God, I remember everything, really. I remember everything. And it just shows how painful it is. And there are times I'll see different stories online about body shaming. And there was even a time on Instablog posted something. A particular girl, I don't know her, I think she's quite popular in Ghana. And she said, "Why do fat people feel insulted when someone calls them fat? Slim people don't get insulted when someone calls them slim. They're just stating the obvious. Is either you're fat, skinny? Is either you're fat or skinny, and you hate or you love it. You have to pick a side." And when I saw that thing, it was like a trigger for me. I was so pained. My what came to my head first was to go under the comment section and insult her and say a lot of rubbish things to her. Because I mean, I'm like, that's very insensitive to say. And how can you even say that slim people don't get insulted? I mean, I have a lot of people around me that are slim and they get body shamed as well. Because I won't lie, at some point I thought it was just me. I thought it was just fat people. But you'll actually be surprised that even people that you yourself, you're thinking that this person has a perfect figure, that person is also getting body shamed. So it now begs the question of, what really is this standard of beauty? Because a lot of people say, "Oh, you must have big boobs, your boobs must be firm, you must have big bum, you must have hips, blah 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 blah." And these people that even have these things are still getting body shamed. So you're like, where exactly is the standard? Like, what is this standard that you people are talking about? Because it's somehow, and I can remember I went under the comment section and I commented. I said, "Why are you stating the obvious? If it is, why point it out?" And people came for me. They started saying things like, "Oh, why do you tell people they are beautiful if it's already obvious? Why do we keep saying God is the greatest when we already know it's obvious?" And I'm like, that's not even the point of what I'm saying. I'm like, people have insecurities here. And most times, if you see someone that has lost an arm, you don't go and tell the person that, "Oh my God, you've lost an arm. Is it not obvious that this person has lost an arm?" But why? The reason you won't do that is because of common sense, which is now not so common with everybody again. And I mean, it's just really, there's a very thin line between being concerned and just being wicked. Because most people, they used to disguise. They're like, "Oh, I'm just being concerned. I'm concerned about you. I don't want you to get obese. I don't want you to blah, blah, blah." If you're really concerned about me, there are ways that you ask me. And there are ways you talk to me. Like, if you're really concerned that, "Oh, Gloria, I don't want you to really get so fat then to affect your health," you can come to me and talk to me like a reasonable human being. But the minute you start to become condescending, that's not being concerned now. That's just you being wicked, and there's no how you want to disguise it. You're coming to meet me, you're slapping my arm, and you're saying, "Oh my God, look at how flabby your arm is." That's not you being concerned. That is just you being mean. You're being very wicked, and there's no other explanation to give to this. Like, stop disguising. Like, I keep telling people, if you want to be wicked, do it with your full chest. If you want to be stupid, be stupid with your full chest. Stop trying to hide it. Stop trying to make it look as if, "Oh," and I feel like that's even the most painful, because you're trying to make it look like it's not a big deal. So the minute the person starts to react, it's now a problem. I can remember there was a time I posted a picture and someone on my contact list, who is no longer on my contact list, texted me and he's like, "Oh, no offense, Gloria, but you're so fat." Now, No. Lord. See, that day, till now, I'm still confused because I don't get it. I don't get the whole how people tell people, oh, no offense, but you're very stupid. Oh, no offense. What's the meaning of no offense? Like, how? What's the meaning of that? Well, what are you trying to say? Oh, explain. I don't understand. Because apparently, it's like you're taking permission to insult me and I shouldn't take offense. There's no sense in it at all. There's no sense in it. I don't know. I can't even tell you where to use no offense, but how people use it, it doesn't make sense. So he's like, no offense, but you are so fat. And I'm like, okay. And he goes to say, are you not vexing? Don't vex now. I'm like, hello, are you all right? So he kept on sending me messages like, don't be annoyed. Are you still vexing? Gloria, I'm sorry. Gloria, I'm this. And I'm like, see, since you want a response from me, you already said I was fat, Abby. It's not like I said I was thin before. It's not like I came out to say, oh, I'm very skinny. No. This is who I am. This is what I know. Maybe you're stating obvious. Yes, well, that's going to be your excuse, right? No problem. But I need you to know that I might be able to take what you have said to me. But not everybody. You don't go around spitting nonsense to different people just because you have a mouth or just because you have been blessed with the privilege of speaking. You don't go about doing that nonsense. And the next thing is like, oh, don't take it now. It's not that deep. Don't do this. It's not that deep. And I'm like, see you. People, you guys need to fix up. I feel like society needs to stop telling people to, like, I mean, stop telling victims to fix up. Start telling people that are being stupid to fix up. Because, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. There's been a lot of, you can't control what people say. You can control how you feel, which is true. But at the same time, let's start telling people not to be stupid. Let's start telling people to be kind, to be nice. Like, I don't get it. There was a time, Diary of a Nigerian Girl posted a story about this babe. Someone sent her something, a story. It was not fictional. So she was talking about how her cousin committed suicide, and before the cousin committed suicide, the lady in question would tell her that, you're too fat, and she was like, she didn't do it just one day. It was something that, it was something that she was always doing every day. So she was always telling the babe to lose weight. To do different things. And I think how the girl responded was to wear clothes they weren't a regular size. So she would wear clothes that she wasn't supposed to fit into them. So she was like basically squeezing herself, started eating more. And so the lady was starting to look like, is this girl mad? I'm telling you to lose weight and you are doing, do you get? So it was somehow, before you knew it, this babe committed suicide, and now the woman is doing, oh, had I known, oh, this, that, that, oh, yeah, that, yeah. I can remember when I first saw the story, I was like, oh, Lord. I was like, it doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Because, I mean, you realize that it wasn't just one day that you were doing this thing. It was every day. And it took you until she committed suicide to realize that, this thing that I'm doing is not good. I don't know. I don't want to think about that thing too much, because at the end of the day, this baby is dead. Like, nothing is going to bring her back. Nothing. And I just feel that people need to realize that your words have effect. Your actions have effect on people's lives. That comment that you want to make that is doing you, like, is really pressing. There's this urge to just make that statement. Don't do it. Because at the end of the day, you don't know what anybody is going through. Like, I believe that everybody, even the most richest man in the world, he has his own personal problems. And as much as everybody is saying, I wish I was like Elon Musk, I wish I was like this person, I wish I was like that person, everybody has their own individual problems. And I don't think that if you were put in that person's shoes, you would handle it how the person is handling it, or There's no probability that you're going to handle it better than that person. So the need to always be condescending towards people is not needed. It's really not needed. And it's really painful. It's hurtful. Like, I can remember growing up, I can remember a face or a time in my life that I was not body shamed. Because I'd have relatives come to the house and they're like, now only you they chop all the food we did this house. You don't go give your siblings, make them chop. It was always different statements. And at some point, I won't lie, when I had relatives saying some things like that, I took it as compliments. Because I felt, now, my papa get money, I did chop good food, what do you want to do? That was what was in my head. But it was when I got to secondary school that I realized that, oh, this thing is now it's coming from a place of wickedness. Because at that time they were laughing about it, I won't even lie. It wasn't something that it was like, go and lose weight now, oh, you're so ugly. No, but it was when I got to secondary school I realized that, oh, there is a standard of beauty, and apparently Apaz, you are not the standard of beauty, Gloria. From talking about how, I mean, I was called names in secondary school. Is it 5 feet? Your boobs are too separated from each other. You're too fat. I've heard it all. Trust me, I have. And over the years, it's been one struggle to another. And I really hope that people that are constantly being body shamed, I hope that they get the strength to actually realize that their worth doesn't come from their physical appearance. Because people need to understand that these are things that can change at any time. You might be slim today, tomorrow you might be fat. You might be fat tomorrow, you might be slim. You really don't. These are things that change. But if there's one thing that, I'm not saying it's going to be constant, but it's something that, this is even how God, that's like the way humans judge, that's not how God judged. And I feel like we should be more concerned about what our Father is saying. Because even if you can, I can't remember the particular verse in the Bible, but the time when Samuel went to meet, was going to pick the Lord's chosen, that's David, when he got to the house of Jesse and Jesse brought out his son and he's like, oh, this is definitely the person that God is going to choose. And God is like, oh, he doesn't judge the way we judge, we humans judge. He doesn't judge based on outward appearances or the handsomeness of the person. He's looking at your heart at the end of the day. So what is understand, you don't really need to focus on it, you don't really need to kill yourself over it, if I'm being honest. Because understand that yes, you want to look good, and I mean, for like, well, it's 2021 now, and I think the last time I took a proper picture was in 2018 on my birthday, or 2019, I can't remember the year. Was it 2018 or 20? No, it was 2018 now. It was either 2018 or 2019. That was the last time I took a proper picture and I had the confidence to post. So the pictures you see now are like maybe side view. I've not taken a full picture, and I avoid the mirror and the camera like a plague. And this is something that is not supposed to be normal, but this is what I have been reduced to. And trust me, it's not easy to build that self-confidence. If there's one person I really admire, oh Lord, there's this babe, Fikemi. She's the host of Fikemi Adereju podcast. There's how she carries herself, and I'm like, Lord, I don't even know. Like, anytime I see her and how she's always making efforts to really love herself, I'm just like, wow, God, when? Because at the end of the day, it's like, I'm talking about myself, I'm so concerned with what people think. I mean, this is something that I'm praying to God to just help me, because from doing the things I love, I start to seek validation from people. Because at the end of the day, it's like, my life is based on what this person thinks. And I've come to understand that if you continue doing that, you would actually never get satisfaction, because people are never satisfied. Sincerely, you're going to meet this person that would say, oh, you look good. Next person say you're not looking good. This person will say you're looking good. The next person will say you're not looking good. And where do you draw the line? Where do you bring yourself into the equation? When are you happy? Are you continuously going to depend on the next person to be happy? Or are you going to place your focus on God? Because I feel like that's the first step to really loving yourself, knowing who you are and knowing that you belong to God at the end of the day, knowing that your strength comes from God. You don't need validation from human, from mortal men. You don't need it. You need to focus on God more. You need to realize that God is the real deal. It's just going to be about Him at the end of the day. So I don't know who you are, literally. I really don't. And I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what it is that people are doing or saying to you that is really hurting you. And I'm not even in the best place to tell you that it will pass. But the truth is, it will actually pass. Because I can tell you one thing, I still get body shamed by family, by friends, by different people. Some people come from a place of, oh, I'm just concerned, which is still this guy's. Some people come from a place that, oh, I want to be wicked, and I'm doing it with my full chest. Yeah. And I can tell you one thing, I can tell you that the way I was last 2 years and right now, definitely not the same. So yes, that is growth. It would not happen overnight. I'm not saying that you sleep, you wake up the next day, self-esteem, self-confidence 2.0, nobody can test you. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that it will take time. And I don't want you to give up. Like, know that the minute you are able to realize that your worth doesn't come from how you look and how you dress, or I don't know, the minute you're able to realize that, oh Lord, you would know that at the end of the day. Trust me, I have my days that, Omo, there's nothing you want to tell me. There's nothing you're going to say to me that is to get to me. Last, I will use my story to give you motivational speech and I'll preach the gospel to you. But at the same time, I have days that I get really, really sad. I get really, really, really sad. And I think what I'm doing to help myself is to avoid some certain people that I know that this one, then they don't even mean well. They don't mean well for you. And they will continue to insult you. So just love God. Continue to love God and surround yourself with positive people, positive things, things that motivate you to be better versions of yourself. Because, I mean, nobody's going to do it for you. And if there's anything 2020 taught me, is that life is short. You don't know when death is going to come. You don't know when everything is just going to stop. So while you are alive, just try to be happy. There's no option. You can't be sad. You can't kill yourself for another person. Everybody has their own life. And if there's something I've noticed, some people actually project their insecurities on other people. Some people that used to insult me, call me this, call me that, they are being body shamed that they are too skinny. Most of the people that insult me are people that are basically skinny. I won't lie to you. And this is not me coming from a very condescending point. No, I have friends that are slim and there's no problem. At the end of the day, it's loving yourself. But I'm just saying that some people would always try to project their insecurities on other people. So just surround yourself with people that are positive, people that love you for you, people that understand you, because you can't live your life for another man. So please, just try. I know it's not going to be easy, but please try. And please, to those of you that are constantly body shaming people, I don't know what to tell you, sincerely, but whatever makes you happy, sincerely. Because I don't know, is there supposed to be some kind of joy that you derive from it? Because I don't understand. Koye, it doesn't make me, there's no sense in it, sincerely. So please, fix up. Please, be nice to people. It won't take you anything at the end of the day. It's not removing, I'm not saying give anybody money. Just be nice. And I'm going to end with this. There's something called the 5 seconds rule. I saw it somewhere, and for the longest time, it's something I've been doing. Because I won't lie, there are times when I myself have body shamed people. And I mean, I understand. I won't lie, that sometimes there's this urge to just talk. When you see someone for the first time, or for the long, like, you've not seen someone in 3 months, and you just see the person for the first time, and you're like, you've added with, see, me, I'm here to tell you that. Even if see me, I'm speaking for myself. If you saw me yesterday and you see me the next day and I've added like 10 kg, please mind your business. It's not your business. Do you understand? There was something Fao said. He was like, how do you know that this fat is not hungering me? At the end of the day, how do you know? Just let people breathe. Let people do what they want to do in peace. Like, leave people alone. Leave us. Give me. I'm begging you now. Leave me alone because I'm tired. And if I'm being honest, it's starting to get boring because every time it's the same thing. You are fat. You are, hey, I know now. What do you want me to do? Yes, you have told me. Some people don't understand that. Once you tell people that, oh, you are fat, or you are slim, or you are too skinny, they're not going to do something about it that minute, or the next day, or even the next year. Yes. So can you not just... I mean, how is it affecting your life? How is it actually affecting your life? Let me understand. I don't want to get angry. But anyhow, I'm going to end with this. Like I said, there's something called the 5 second rule. Anytime you feel the urge to shalai, you feel the urge to just talk anyhow, ask yourself, once I tell this person this thing, will it change in 5 seconds? If it's not going to change, mind yourself. Just mind your speech. Do you understand? So now, you see Gloria and somehow there's a stain on her face. She just finished eating and somehow food landed on her face. You ask yourself, if I tell her about this thing that's on her face, can it change in 5 seconds? Yes, it can. So please tell me. Just go and tell Gloria that, oh, Gloria, there's something on your face. You need to clean it. And she will clean it. But then you see Gloria and somehow she has added like 40 kg. And you feel the need to say, you are so fat. Ask yourself, if I tell Gloria that she's so fat, in 5 seconds, will it change anything? My dear, it's not going to change. So why don't you keep it moving? Why don't you just continue going? Just go. Just be going. Don't say anything. It won't kill you, really. It won't. So please just try your best to be nice to people. Just try. I'm tired of telling people to be able to accept nonsense from people, because that's what the society is preaching. Society is saying, oh, you can't control what people say about you. You are controlling how you feel. I know they've preached it for the longest time. Now I know. But do they know that it's not nice? It's not normal to be wicked. It's not normal to be condescending. Do they know that? Are you telling them that too? So please, I'm talking to all of you that you're body shaming. Please stop it. It's not nice. It's not cool. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, and I successfully talked too much, as much as I avoided not to, and I'm not sorry. And if you made it to this point, you know the drill. Please share this episode. And you know what, if you have somebody that is always body shaming you, just tell the person, and why I feel like you should listen to this episode. Don't tell them anything, just let them listen. I know some people will still be very slow, they won't get it. They will just say, ah, I listened, it was so nice, that's the end. But they will still gonna be who they are. Don't worry, just give people time and pray for them. Sincerely, just pray, because me, I won't lie, I'm taking it to prayer. I'm praying for people and I'm praying for my weight too, because basically that gym is not for me. Amen, amen. So remember that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God did not make a mistake creating you. So if you're at any point feeling like you do not have a purpose, remember that God loves you. And yeah, just be okay, just be all right, okay? Don't forget to share, don't forget to engage in the conversations on our Instagram page. You can reach me on iamgloria.o on Instagram and livetalkswith_gloria. You can reach me on Twitter at iamgloria_o. You can send us an email at ltwgpodcast@gmail.com, and make sure you read the show notes. You guys don't always read the show notes. That description, that small description there, you don't know what might be there. You don't know if I'm even sharing money. So read the show notes. Capish? I'll talk to you in my next episode. Bye. And have a nice week, and continue to be the light of the world that you've been called to be. Bye. So there was this time I was actually talking to this guy, like we're talking and we're getting to know ourselves, and he was really talking about how he really loved my personality. Then from nowhere, out of the blues one day, and if I'm being honest, this wasn't even someone I was thinking of dating, he's like, oh, I think you would have a better chance at dating me if you actually lost some weight. Are we alright? Like, are we actually fine? And somehow, you think you can just walk up to me and tell me that, oh, I think you should lose weight without giving me money. Oh, you actually do think that these things that they eat to lose the weight, you think you can find it in the market for small money? No, that's not how things are done there. You have to give me money. Do you understand? Money. Dear God, like, please, can you listen to the prayers of your people? Like, they're actually people that are skinny and want to add weight, they want to be slim thick, they want to be fat in the right places, and people that are really really fat want to be slim in the right places. So sometimes I don't understand this woman's food, another man's poison. I don't even want to understand. I really just want to sleep one day, wake up, and boom, everything is settled. Like, I don't understand why some people are begging for something, people that have it don't want it. Like, really. Dear God, kindly fix up. Thank you.